In the School Beach podcast number 8, let us look at why artificial intelligence or AI is best suited to be implemented for the judiciary, the courts. AI can replace the judges and make the rulings even-handed. It should finally help make equal justice under law for everyone, irrespective of whether one is rich and powerful or poor and destitute and weak. People around the world had been clamoring for thousands of years for equal justice under law. Our Lord says in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 24, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." The Lord says in Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 15, "Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor." In Deuteronomy, the Lord says in chapter 1, verse 16, "Hear the causes between your brethren, judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him." In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, the Lord says, "Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God." There are plenty of very good judges who are caring and impartial in the United States and abroad who make fantastic rulings. However, there are plenty of bad ones too who put their finger up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing and rule. That is why we hear often double standard. Some of these judges are racist and just plain unfit for the job, but they have been put in by nefarious groups with the help of governors and presidents who are despots and tyrants. Several of their rulings are just plain appalling. The court system is very inefficient. It takes a long time to get a final judgment. The buildings, infrastructure, staff, security, all cost billions and billions of dollars, and costs keep going up at an alarming rate year after year. AI or artificial intelligence could be the solution. With AI substituting for the judges, it'll be much, much more efficient, money-saving, fast and quiet fare, almost approaching the ideal equal justice under law. To make it even more fair and unalarming, we can have appeals courts consisting of human judges who can hear appeal from the rulings of the AI courts and overturn a ruling. But to overturn, they must have 80% majority. The term of the judges must not be more than 90 days in an appeals court at a time, with staggered terms. Every 30 days, one-third of the judges must be replaced. Cases must be assigned at random and heard remotely. The judges judges' name should be kept anonymous, and the judges should not know who are the others on that panel. Thus, once properly set up, programmed, and implemented, AI should be able to make fair and impartial rulings, which won't be subjective. They'll be fair, and the rulings will be made efficiently and fast. Thus, it appears the courts are the best place for artificial intelligence or AI to be implemented, and finally, we may obtain equal justice under law.